is 914, and as promised, we're talking music by Del Ahrens, Linda Clinton. We're gonna talk a combined concert with you two. You got a lot of good music happening this weekend, Linda. We'll start with you.
Thanks, Bill. I am so excited about this. This is our first adventure at this.
Yes.
Okay.
The Alfean Male Chorus, which has been established in Breckenwap and the surrounding area since 1948, and the Musical Art Club, Vidal.
Musical Art Club was organized October 2 of 1920, so 1921 would have been their first concert. So 103 years.
I cannot believe those two groups have been around that long.
Yeah.
That is shocking to me.
But this is the first in recent history. Of course, they could have many years ago had a combined concert, but this is the first in recent history that we're working together.
Where did this idea come from?
Well, it comes from...
evolved.
Yeah, it evolved over the fact that many of our singers are retired, not all of them, but some.
Mm-hmm.
And for the Alfeans anyway, I can't speak for the Musical Art Club, but for the Alfeans, they're retired and travel during the winter. So at winter rehearsals, there was just a smaller number that would be able to attend the rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
So to plan a full concert of 14 to 15 songs is kind of difficult. And so I was sitting one night and I thought, the Musical Art Club must be going through the same thing that I'm going through. So I called the director, Gloria, and I said, "What do you think?" And she said, "Let's give it a shot."
Yep. That's pretty much how it evolved, yep.
So with each group, how many members are we talking with each group?
Of course, over the years, they've really gotten a lot less.
Mm-hmm.
For the Alfeans, we have 12 members,
okay,
plus the pianist and then myself.
Mm-hmm.
And the Musical Art Club has 10.
Okay.
Plus the pianist and the director.
So deciding which songs to do, okay, was that an easy process for both of you, or did it take some time, a little head scratching?
Yeah, we just kind of went through our list of songs, and the ones we knew better,
mm-hmm,
felt our audience might know.
Okay.
And, yeah, went with those.
I'm not going to put you on the spot, but do both of you or one of the other have a favorite song in each one of these? And you don't have to tell me what it is, because I say I'm not going to put you on the spot.
Always, Bill. There's always one that
you always got your favorites.
Sparks, and it usually brings tears. And thinking about it, it even just brings tears, just because for the men's... Okay, so the concert's going to start out. The men are going to start first.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to sing a combined song. So both the women and the men will do one song together. And then the men will leave the front of the church, and then the women will come on. And yeah, there's some special ones for both the women and for the men.
Absolutely.
So how long have rehearsals been going on?
We start in the fall.
Okay.
We didn't get really going good until
mm-hmm
spring, though.
Okay, okay.
February.
And for the men, we did the concert we have a winter concert. And then at the end of January, we started for the spring one.
So this is kind of custom built and kind of custom tailored for both groups.
It is.
This works out really well. And again, this is going on at Grace Lutheran?
Correct. Grace Lutheran in Breck, Sunday, May 5th. That's this coming up Sunday at 3 in the afternoon.
All right.
Yes, we're hoping to fill the place.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. And isn't something about spring, it's kind of like the right time to hear really good music? It just kind of goes together?
Yep.
Yeah.
And we've got some peppy numbers. The address for Grace Lutheran is 1100 Main Street in Breckenridge.
Okay. So people can tap their toes. Do you invite them to sing along at all?
Yeah.
Okay, I do it. I thought, all right, dude, well, I want to go there. It's like, yeah,
yes,
I really,
we
really
will.
Do.
We're counting on that.
Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic. Anything else you two want to add before we wrap it up this morning?
I just hope everybody realizes how much effort our singers have put into this, and they sing because they love to sing.
Mm-hmm.
They just love to sing.
Right.
Both the women's group, the Musical Art Club, and the Alfeans just love to sing, and that's why we do this.
Singing from the heart.
Absolutely.
There is a difference. I mean, a lot of people can sing, but, you know, some people just, and you can really see it, and you can really hear it when definitely it's from the heart. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. Right. And during the middle of the concert, there will be a free will offering, and all proceeds above expenses will go toward music camp scholarships.
Okay.
And the Musical Art Club has done that for many, many years, and the Alfian Choir has gone along with that goal. So, wow.
Putting it out there and giving back to the community.
And
great things you're doing.
Encouraging the kids.
Absolutely.
You can take singing throughout your life.
All right, folks. Well, thank you so much for stopping in, Vidal Ahrens and Linda Clint. Good luck on Sunday. Again, going on at Grace Lutheran. And what time again?
3 p.m.
3 p.m. Y'all be there and definitely give them some support. Show them some love. It's 920 here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Piece of my heart.